Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Aleph, and we are at the very last line, the bottom of daf Nun Amid Beis, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Allah Zalit Beshalom ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus, the Esther bas Bela Rivka, that she should find a zigvug hagun bekarev. And finally, today's daf being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo, ben Yibadol l'chaim toivin, Reb Chaim Doiv. So yesterday, we began the fifth perek of Mesechtes Yevamos, a very Yevamos digger perek, Perek Rabbi Gamliel. And Perek Rabbi Gamliel discusses, amongst other things, how a get and maimer impact the laws of Yevamos. So anytime a Yevama falls Yibum, the Torah says the Yevam has two mitzvahs, to do either Yibum or Chalitza. Mida Iraisa, those are the only two things that would have any impact on the situation. If he chooses to do Yibum, he would be Koina the Yevama, Kinyan Gamor, Lekacha Leili Isha V'Yibma. If he chooses to do Chalitza, he would sever any Ishos, any Zika that exists between the Yavam and the Yevama. How does he do Yibum? Yevama Yavayala, with Bia. How does he do Chalitza? So it's a ceremony, it's a process that's discussed very, very clearly in the Torah. Stating that, the Rabbanan said that there are two additional things that if the Yavam would do towards the Yevama, they would also have an impact. Not Midei Raisa, however Midei Rabbanan. And those two things are Maimer and Gerushin. Maimer is if the Yavam would do a Maisa Kedushin in any way other than Bia. So the first Mishnah of Masechtes Kedushin says, Isha Niknes B'Shalish Drachim B'Kesef B'Shtar U'B'Bia. If the Yavam would do Bia, that is Yibam. That's Yavam Yavi Yolea. That would be Koine Kinyan Gamer Midei Raisa. Maimer is if the Yavam is Mekadesh the Yavama with either Kesef or Shtar. Midei Raisa, it says in the Torah, Bia, Kesef and Shtar aren't going to work. However, being that Kesef and Shtar are Koine King and Gomer, they create Ishos Midei Raisa in every context outside of an Afila Liyibon. The Rabbanan said that Mishum Gzeirois, as mentioned briefly on Dafnun Amid Beis, the Maimer, the Kesef and the Shtar would have to work somewhat Midei Rabbanan. L'may nafkemina that Maimer works Midei Rabbanan. Number one, once a Yavam does Maimer to a Yavama, at that point, the only way for him to sever the relationship between him and the Yavama is going to be by giving a get. Ordinarily, Chalitza is what severs the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama. If, however, he does Maimer, being that Midei Rabbanan, we look at it as if it's a Kedushin, so at this point, if he wants to sever the Shaychus, he wants to sever this relationship, it won't be enough for him to do Chalitza, he would also have to give a get. Another Nafkamina that we saw yesterday was that what happens if there was one brother that did Maimer. Now, another brother wants to be Miyabim, another Yavama. Or that same Yavam that did Maimer wants to be Miyabim, another Yavama. He wouldn't be allowed to do it. Because just like if the Yavam would do Yibum, the halach is now he's not ever allowed to marry any of the other Yavamas, not him or not any of the other Yavamim. Because Bayis Echad Uboina Ve'ena Boina Shnei Batim. So in the same vein, Maimer is considered something. What? It's like a Yibum, so that if a Yavam does Maimer at that point, it would not be okay for him or any of the Yavamim to be Miyabim, one of the other Yavamas. Another Nafkamina, as we're going to see a little bit more in today's daf, is that once a Yavam does Maimer, at that point he becomes Aser in all the Kroivos of the Balas Maimer, of the woman that he did Maimer to. Because just like if somebody was Mekadesh Anisha, he would be Aser in all her Kroivos. If he does Maimer, he'll be Aser in all her Kroivos. The bottom line is, Maimer Midei Rice is nothing. However, the Rabbanan said that we're going to treat Maimer as if it's a Yibum, albeit Midei Rabbanan. The second thing that the Rabbanan were misakin, that although it has no impact on a Deraisa level, but Midei Rabbanan, it should create halachas in the context of an Afila Yibum, is a get. So that if a Yavam gives a get to a Yavama, why would he do that? It's Amaratzis. But what would be the gedder of maybe why he would have done it? Because in his mind, he wants to sever the Zika, he wants to sever the relationship. He knows ordinarily if there's an issue, it's because of La Sefer Christos, Venasa, Beyada. So presumably, when it comes to a Yavam and a Yavam, you can do the same thing. Now, the truth is, it's not the same thing. When it comes to Yibum, the Torah says very clearly you have to do Chalitza. But this person gave a get. Now, Midei Raisa, the get is nothing. However, the Rabbanan said that if you give a get, we should treat it like something. What should we treat it like? We should treat it like a chalitza, albeit Midei Rabbanan. So, l'may nafkamina, once a Yavam gives a get, at that point, there's no Yivam that could take place anymore. Because just like if a Yavam would do Chalitza, kivan shaloi bana shuv lo yivna, it's true for the Yavam that did the Chalitza, it's true for the other Yavam, it's true for the Yavam that received the Chalitza, it's true for all the Yavamas, kivan shaloi bana shuv lo yivna, so too, once a Yavam would give a get, at that point, it wouldn't be okay for anyone to be miyabim, any one of these Yavamas. Additionally, if a person does Chalitza to a Yavama, he becomes usher in all her kreivos. Ordinarily, if you have a married man and woman, he gives a get to his wife, he's going to be usher forever to all his wife's kreivos. So too, if a yavam gives a get to a yavama, the yavam's going to be usher forever in all the kreivos of the balas haget. Why? Because we look at the get as being something, we look at the get as being a chalitza. The bottom line is, midday raisa, yibam, the chalitza, midday rabbanon, there's a sif cotton to yibam called maimer, and there's a sif cotton to chalitza that's referred to as a get. Now today's daf is going to revisit the opening lines of the parak. Shitas Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim that argued with Rabbi Gamliel. The truth is, the Mishnah opened up with the Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. The Machloikis was, Yesh get achar get, v'yesh maimer achar maimer, or ein get achar get, v'ein maimer achar maimer. And then the Mishnah immediately digressed and went away from the Machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim and started talking about Maimer and Gerishin more high level and how it is that it impacts on the Fila Liyibam. So today's daf is going to go back to the beginning of the Mishnah and it's going to do a deep dive into understanding the Machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. So first, just to chazer over the words, the Nusach, what exactly did Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim argue about? Rabbi Gamliel said, "Ein get achar get, v'loi maimer achar maimer, v'loi be'ila achar be'ilo, v'loi chalitza achar chalitza." Now that's pashat. Once one yavam does yibam, at that point, any maisa bia that would happen between any one of the yavam and any one of the yavamos would not be a yibam diga bia. It would be a maisa znus ba'am. If one yavam would do chalitza to one of the yavamos, any chalitza that happens afterwards would have no impact in halacha. So anything that chalitza does, achis chalutzasai, etc., would have no bearing on the second chalitza. Because once there was a chalitza that was done, it knocks out the zika, everything is severed. At that point, any chalitza that happens is just a maisa ba'alma. It would have no impact in halacha. Rabbi Gamliel said in the same vein, ein get achar get, ve'ein maimer achar maimer. Meaning, even though we said that a get impacts in the filo yibam, and we said maimer impacts in the filo yibam, but that's just the first get, and it's the first maimer. But once a yavam does maimer, or once a yavam gives a get, at that point, any other maimer, any other get that's going to happen is going to be meaningless. Now, just to speak out the case, this would be nogei in one of two ways. It'd be nogei if there was one yavam and two yavamas, or if there was two yavamin and one yavama. Where it's one yavam and two yavamas, what does ein get achar get v'lo maimer achar maimer mean? It means that the yavam gave a get to one of the yavamas, and now he gives a get to the second yavama. Zok Rabbi Gamliel, ein get achar get. What does v'lo maimer achar maimer mean? The yavam did maimer to one yavam, and then he did maimer to the second yavama. In the case where there's two yavamin and one yavamos, it's the same thing. One yavam gave a get to the yavama, and then the other yavam gave a get to the yavama. Ein get achar get. So the second yavam's get that he gave is going to be meaningless. What does ein maimer achar maimer mean in the case where there were two yavamin? Again, one yavam did maimer, and then another yavam did maimer. Rabbi Gamliel says, just like there's no bila achar bila, and there's no chalitza achar chalitza, so too ein get achar get, v'lo maimer achar maimer. Chachamim argue, the chachamim omeid b'mitzas. They said, I agree, there's no bila achar bila, there's no chalitza after chalitza. Ob yesh get achar get, v'yesh maimer. So that if one yavam to two yavamas, or two yavam to one yavama, if there were two gerishin that were given, or there were two maimers that were done, not only does the first one shaf halachas, but the second one does as well. And poshit, and that's the way the Gemara is going to approach the machloikis, shitas hachachamim, a very move on. And the reason is because a bi'ila knocks out the zika, a chalitza knocks out the zika. The mela, there's no bila chabila, there's no chalitza after chalitza. But maimer and gerishin do not knock out the zika. Maybe midrabanon impact the zika, but certainly midrashah they do nothing to it, and the zika is still there. So if that's the case, just because one mimer was done, why does that preclude the second mimer from having any impact? Just because a get was given, why does that say that the second get is not going to be a get? That's pshat in the chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel's pshat is tzarech bir, and the Gemara is going to begin now with the Amora Rava who's going to be followed, of course, by the Amora, Abaya, who are going to discuss my time in the Rabbi Gamliel. Meaning, the Chachamim Shita, at first glance, seem to be very, very moving. It's Al Rabbi Gamliel, Lahavi Araya, and to explain really why he holds Ein Get Acha Get, the Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. We're going to see that as a subplot in today's daf, the Gemara is going to discuss in general the concept of Maimer. So Maimer is, of course, one of the foundational principles of Masechtas Yevamos, and it's something that's talked about throughout the Masechta, but there's a few dafin that are very much Maimer de Gedafin. We had Daf Yotes, where the Gemara discussed Shitas, Reb Shimon and Maimer, which we're going to revisit a little bit in today's daf. You have Daf Choftes, where the Gemara discussed Shitas, Beishamay and Maimer, another very important daf that requires an asterisk as it relates to the laws of Maimer is Yevamos Daf Nun Aleph. As we're going to see, the Gemara is going to discuss different chidushim, things that we haven't seen yet, as it relates to the sugya of Maimer. On that note, two lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Amidays, Zok Tehilgi Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, my time is the Rabbi Gamliel. What's Pshana Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel holds, Ein Get Achar Get, Ve'ei Maimer Achar Maimer. L'chura, just because you gave a get, that doesn't preclude there from being able to there be another get that's going to create halachas. Get doesn't remove the zika. So l'chura, why is it that the second get is not going to be considered a get? And again, ve'in maimer achar maimer. So the Gemara, Pshat Rabbi Gamliel is the Masafkali, because Gamliel had a suffix get when Yavam gives a get. And the Rabbanu were misakin that this get should do something. So Rabbi Gamliel had a suffix idachi iloy dachi. He wasn't sure whether the get is doicha legamri, meaning it knocks out the zika completely, or whether it does not knock out the zika completely. Additionally, maimer. Rabbi Gamliel had a suffix how maimer works. He wasn't sure ikani, iloi kani. He wasn't sure if maimer is koina 100%, or it's not koina at all. The Gemara is going to explain. Get idachi, iloi dachi. Rabbi Gamliel had a suffix whether the get is doicha the zika completely, or it's not doicha at all. See, he felt as follows. Ikam adachi, if you're going to tell me that get is doicha, so it comes out when the first person gave the get, it knocked out the zika. So if it knocked out the zika, basra maika of it. So then the second get is going to be nothing. And get get. And ikam aloy dachi. And if you're going to tell me that the first get that was given is not doicha, meaning it's not doicha at all, the basra nami loy dachi. So then the second one shouldn't work either. So mamon of shach ain't get acha get. Meaning one get, Rabbi Gamliel has a suffix. He's not sure if it works or it doesn't work. But once there's a second get, mamon of shach, the second get doesn't work. Why? Because on the tzad that the first get works, so there's no mocking for the second get. And on the tzad that the first get didn't work, then the second get doesn't work anyways. So the first get, misafik, Rabbi Gamliel says you have to be worried about. Oh, but the second get, mamon of shach, doesn't work, and it's for that reason he also ain't get tach get. The same is true, maimer. Maimer, ikani, iloi kani. Gamliel had a suffix whether maimer is koin or it's not koin. So he made the following cheshbon. Ikam akoni, if the first maimer was koin, basra maika of it. So then the second maimer is nothing. Meaning the first maimer was koin, like Yibum it sounds like, and knocked out the entire zika. If it knocked out the entire zika, there's nothing to do anymore. Vikam aloikani, and if the first one was not koin, then basra nami loikani, then the second one's also not going to be koin. So said Rava, you want to know Pshat Rabbi Gamliel? Pshat Rabbi Gamliel is, Rabbi Gamliel had a unique understanding of how get works and how maimer works. Rabbi Gamliel had a tzad that get is literally like chalitza. It knocks out the whole zika. But he also had a tzad that it does nothing. Maimer, he had a tzad works literally like Yivam. He also had a tzad. It doesn't work at all. So anytime there's a get, anytime there's a maimer, misafik. You have to reckon with the get as if it's a chalitza. You have to reckon with the maimer as if it's a Yivam. But the second there's a get, achar get, or there's a maimer, achar maimer, the second one, a mon of shach, is not going to work. Because the only concern, the only reason to even think about the second get, the second maimer, is because maybe get works and maimer works. If get works and maimer works, then the first one already took care of business. And if that's the case, it's not going to be an issue. Now, that's poshut, just to speak out and state the obvious, that that's only if it was a get achar get or it was a maimer achar maimer. If, however, there was a get achar maimer or maimer achar get, then of course the second one you're going to have to worry about as well. Why? Because the first maimer maybe worked and the get that happened afterwards maybe worked. Or the get maybe worked and the maimer afterwards. But the two have nothing to do with each other. Maimer acha maimer, there you have the mamon of shach cheshbon. But as it relates to maimer acha get, or get acha maimer, over there you don't have this cheshbon of mamon of shach. And said, Rabbi, that's the hesber and shitas, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds and get acha get, vei maimer acha maimer. Now it's kedai just to learn this gemara a little bit better, and really stop for 1 second. It sounds a little bit like Rabbi understood shitas Rabbi Gamliel. The Rabbi Gamliel was misafkale, whether maimer's koina kinyan gomer, or not koina kinyan gomer. Not just that, he was even misafkale regarding a get. Whether a get works literally like chalitza, but doesn't work like chalitza. Now, the truth is, as it relates to Maimer being koina kinyan gomer, we've seen already throughout the Masechta that there is a Shita's Beis Shammai, who's in a Mishnah, but there is a Shita's Beis Shammai who holds that Maimer is koina kinyan gomer. Now, what exactly Beis Shammai Shita is, as it relates to Maimer, was a big machlikis amayroim, something that the Gemara discussed in great detail on Daf Chav Tes. But there is a Shita's Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is koina kinyan gomer, meaning just like Yibum is kind of kinyan gomer, Maim is also kind of kinyan gomer. And it would be very tempting to learn this Gemara, that essentially what the Gemara is saying is that Rabbi Gamliel had a suffix, whether the halacha is like Bishamai or the halacha is like Bisil, whether Maim is kind of kinyan gomer like Bishamai, or whether Maim is kind of kinyan gomer, not kind at all, like Bisil. And that's the Masafkale Rabbi Gamliel. But this shtei truvis bedavar, there's two problems with learning this Gemara like that, Pashup Shah. Number one, Rabbi Gamliel has a tzad that the halacha is like Bishamai. When do we have a pasuk like Bishamai that all of a sudden here, Rabbi Gamliel should have a tzad that the halacha is like Bishamai? Va'oid, Rabbi Gamliel didn't only say it regarding Maimer. He said it regarding Get as well. Just like he said Mesafkali whether Maimer is like Yibum, it was Mesafkali whether Gerishin is like Chalitza. To say that a Get should be like Chalitza, loy Ro'inu v'loy Shamanu, no one ever had such an opinion. There's no Shitas Bishamai, there's no Rabbeinu Tam Favarfin anywhere. No one ever said such a Chiddush that a Get should be like a chalitza. Bal karchach then, we're missing something in the Poshet Havana of what exactly what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. Meaning, when Rabbi Gamliel is misafkale, he doesn't mean misafkale that he really has a tzad, that Maimer is koine kinyan gomer, and that Gerishin is doicha d'chia gemur. So what then did he mean? What he meant was, the way the Achrayim explained it, Shitas Reb Shimon, in the sugi of Maimer, on Daf Yotes. Daf Yotes is one of the intimidating daf in the Masechtas Yevamos. It discussed very much the sheet of Reb Shimon in general in Masechtas Yevamos regarding Eishes Achshalei HaBoilamoi, regarding Skuka Kechnusa Damya, and also regarding Reb Shimon Shita as it relates to Maimer. So we're not going to go back now into the world of Reb Shimon. But what emerged is that there were really two eifanim, two ways to explain the geder of what the Chachamim instituted when they said that Maimer should be koin. Pasha, when the Chachamim said that even though Midday Raisa, it's only Yavama Yavayla, however, Midday Rabbanan Kesef and Shtar is going to be kinder. The Gedat Advarim is that the Rabbanan understood, right? They looked at a Raisa in the eye and they said, I understand this has no bearing whatsoever, Midday Raisa. However, Midday Rabbanan, just like all the Rabbanans, they know Midday Raisa, Shnias on Mutter, but Midday Rabbanan, we're going to say that Shnias like Raisa are going to be Yasser. The Kahina Rabbis, all the Rabbanans that you ever have. So Midday Raisa, there's only Yavama Yavayla. Midday Rabbanan, there's going to be Kesef and Shtar as well. The Rabbanan acknowledge that Kesef and Shtar is nothing Midday Raisa. However, they're saying Midday Rabbanan, it's going to be kind of. So that now, Anan, whenever we view a Maimer, so we always have to look at the Maimer as if it's nothing, because Midday Raisa it's nothing. And we have to look at the Maimer as if it's something. Why? Because Midday Rabbanan, it's something. And what is the MS? The MS is, it's nothing Midday Raisa, and it's something. Midday Rabbanan, that's the way every the Rabbanan works. Sounds complicated, but this is the simple understanding of every single derabban. And that's for sure the pashtus of the way Chazal approach Maimer, and the Ruba of Sugyas throughout Yevamos. Whenever the Gemara talks about Maimer, that's the way you view Maimer. You look at it as being nothing midday raisa, however being a kinyan midrabanan, so you always have to go l'chumra, you always have to dan the tzad, it's nothing midday raisa, and you have to dan the tzad that it's something, because l'maisa the rabbanan said that it's going to have some chshivas. However, Reb Shimon and Daf Yotes had a different nusach, and the way he understood the Rabbanon implemented the fact that Maimer should be koina. And that is, the Rabbanon said that when a Yavam does Maimer, we have to dan it now as if it's a suffix that it's going to be a Yibam. It's a din the Rabbanon that we should view every single Maimer as if it's a suffix. So the point is, and this is the punchline, that the Rabbanon didn't say Beteiras Vadai on their Rabbanon level, then Maimer should be koina. What the Rabbanon said was, is that you have to be chayish for a tzad that maybe Maimer is koina kinyan gomer. But even the Rabbanon are willing to acknowledge that maybe it's not koina. But the point is that even on the Rabbanon level, it's only a suffix whether Maimer is koina. Why? Because that's the way the Rabbanon implemented the laws of Maimer. Why? Akasha famaisa for right now. But the bottom line is that is the way the Rabbanon implemented this. Achrayim say, l'chur, that's what Rabbi Gamliel saying. Rabbi Gamliel Avada wasn't really mesafkali whether Maimer is koina kinyan gomer. He knew Maimer midday rais is not koina at all. What Rabbi Gamliel was saying is that when the Rabbanon instituted Maimer, the way the Rabbanon instituted Maimer was, is that you have to look at every Maimer as if it's a suffix, that maybe it's koina, or maybe it's not koina at all. And in the same vein, they said when the Rabbanon instituted get, they said the same thing, that maybe get is doicha legamri, or maybe it's not daich at all. Not that They're mesafkele that midday raisa the maimah should be kaino. Not that they're mesafkele that midday raisa the get should be doicho. But they're saying that in the derabbanon gufo, midday raisa is nothing. But in the world of the derabbanon, the way you see it now, the way the derabbanon are presenting maimah is, it's a safik kaino kinyan gomer, midderabbanon, safik not kaino at all. Safik that it's doicho tchid gemura, safik that it's not doicho at all. If that's the case, zok derabba, that's the husband, Rabbi Gamliel, who holds, ain't get tachaget, vein maimah hachamaimah. Because even midderabbanon, when you want the maimah to be something, but it's only in your achrayus is to dan it as a suffix, then maybe it's something. So if that's the case, once there's a second mimer afterwards, one of shach, the second mimer is not going to be anything. The same is going to be true with regards to the get. Again, it's just a little bit of a better havana in what Shnita's Rebbe Gamliel is, the way Rava understood it. But the bottom line is, what's Rava's short pshat in my time of the Rebbe Gamliel? It's because Gamliel was mesafkele whether the get is doicha. Rabbi Gamliel was mesafkele if the maimer is koina. That's why every time there's a get, misafik. You have to look at it as if a chalitza just happened. Every time there's a maimer, misafik. You have to look at it as if maybe a yibun happened. L'may nafkemina, if there was a get, achar get, or there was a maimer, achar maimer, the mon of shach, the second get, and the second maimer is not going to be an issue. Because why are you even reckoning that maybe the get should be an issue? Because get works. Well, if get works, the first get already took care of business. And if that's the case, it's going to be knocked out. The same is going to be true for maimer. That is the sheet of Rava. Zok to Gemara. Esavei Abai. Sabai asked the kasha, or Gishmak a kasha, on Rava's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. And the kasha was from a Bryce. Moid Rabbi Gamliel. The Bryce says Rabbi Gamliel is Moid, the Sheesh get acha maimer, umaimer acha get. Meaning, even though Rabbi Gamliel holds in get acha get, vein maimer acha maimer, but Rabbi Gamliel is Moid, the Sheesh get acha maimer, umaimer acha get. Which, by the way Rava explained it so far, makes perfect sense. You don't have the Mamon of Shach when it's a get acha maimer, maimer acha get. Okay. That's not what Abaya's kasha was from. That's not Esavei Abai LeRava. That's Ma'ug Matin, which Shitas Rava. The kasha was from the next line. Veget Achar Bia Umaymer. Rabbi Gamliel was also Moida that if Yavam gave a get after he had done Bia, which had taken place after he did Maymer, or he did Maymer Achar Bia, which came after a get. The halacha is, in those two cases, Rabbi Gamliel is also going to be moida, that the halacha is that the get that came after the bia and the maimer is going to be a get, and that the maimer that came after the bia and the get is going to be a maimer. Now, the mesafkele Rabbi Gamliel, if Rabbi Gamliel really had a suffix, whether the get is a get or whether the maimer is a maimer, then in this case, once the bia happens, so the bia on one side should be like a bia that the yavam did in the beginning, v'tikni, and that should knock out everything. Because we learned that in our Mishnah, habila b'smanchi b'tchila. If the event that the yavam did bila, if he did it right in the beginning, ein acharei klum. At that point, what's going to happen afterwards is not going to be anything. I mean, Abai is timing like this: that if you understand Rabbi Gamliel without Rava super long this, which is that mesafkele the Rabbi Gamliel, whether maim is kind of kinyan gamur, is not kind at all, or mesafkele the Rabbi Gamliel, whether get is doicha tchir gamura, or get is not doicha at all, what then is pshat Rabbi Gamliel? Sabai will get to that. But if you negate that new lumdis that Rava just introduced in terms of understanding Shitas Rabbi Gamliel, then if you learn this brayse, you can understand the brayse very posh. Even though Rabbi Gamliel holds ein get acha get, ve'ein maimer acha maimer. However, yesh get acha maimer, umaimer acha get. That's pashit. Not just that, if there's a get that comes after the bia and after the maimer, that get is also going to be a get. The reason is because yesh get acha maimer. So the fact that the get came after the maimer is not a problem. And yesh get achar bia that came after the maimer. Because even though usually there's no get after bia, but this bia is not a regular bia. This bia, as we saw in yesterday's daf, is a bia psula. Because once the maimer happened, so at that point, we view it as a bia psula. You have to say it's talking about, by the way, Rashi speaks this out, that it was three different yavamas. So once it's three different yavamas, so at this point, once you did maimer to one yavama, so the bia that happens to the second yavama is going to be a bia psula. If it's going to be a bia psula, it also doesn't knock out the Zika. If it doesn't knock out the Zika, so the get that comes afterwards is going to be a get. Because again, what happened? There was a maimer that was done. And then after the maimer was done, there was a bia. And now there was a get. So you want to know if the get is a get. The fact that a maimer was done, yesh get tach a maimer. So that's zikr, neither here nor there. The only thing would be is the bia. The bia that came after the maimer. Well, the bia is a bia psula. So if the bia is a bia psula, so the get that comes after a bia psula is going to be a get. Because you see that even after the bia psula, you still have to do chalitza. So if that's the case, some of the get's going to be a get. So it's moving what Rabbi Gamliel said. The same is true if the maimer came after the bia and after the get. Right? It's the same difference. Once a get was different, so now it's pasha and no one's allowed to do any yibum. So the bia, even if the same yavam would do the bia to the same yavam, at that point the bia is going to be a bia psula because there's a drabanan of kivan shalaybana shulayivna. So if that's the case, the maimer is going to be a maimer. Again, the maimer came after get and after bia. Maimer after get, Rabbi Gamliel's maida, and maimer after bia psula. There's no reason he shouldn't be maida either. So if that's the case, Taina's Abaye, it's Pasha, you understand the price. It's a little bit of a confusing price, all right? We're mamash throwing everything into this case, but the bottom line is, the case is very good. Abazokta Abaye mitacharifos. But Lishni Toscha Ravo, according to that hold, that even Rabbi Gamliel, that holds that Maimer and get this Kaina, but it's only Mesafkale whether it's Kaina, meaning he always had two tzadim. He had one tzad that Maimer's Kaina, but he had a tzad that's not Kaina at all. He had one tzad that get is doicha, and then he had a tzad that get is not going to be doicha at all. So he said, if that's the case, if there's a get that comes after a bia and a maimer, or there's a maimer that comes after a bia and a get, it for sure shouldn't work. Let's go through each one clearly and individually. Get achar bia or maimer. This maimer right now, this dude started. Either it's Kaina legamri or it's not Kaina at all. L'chayra, time is the Gemara. If the maimer is Kaina legamri, then the get achar maimer shouldn't be a get either. I said, why is the Maid Rabbi Gamliel beget achar maimer? Suck the bay. No, that's Pasha. The reason is because he doesn't know. So because he doesn't know, the get has a chshivas. But if you knew, if Leo Navi was megal at you and he said the maimer is koina, so it's Pasha, the get wouldn't be a get. Okay, but it's only a suffix. But here's the punchline. Once this bia after the maimer, then even on the tzad that maimer is not koina, the get is nothing. Because if maimer is not koina, then the bia is not a bia psula. So if the bia is not a bia psula, so then the get is going to not work. So if that's the case, Meman of Shach to get shouldn't work. Because if the Maimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer, then there's no Mokka for get Acha Maimer. And if the Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomer, then the Bia that came after the Maimer is not a Bia Psula. So it's Koine Kinyan Gomer. In Acha Bila Klum, then it's like a Bia Lekatchilo. Because the Maimer was nothing. And the Mishnah said, Bia Lekatchilo, nothing comes afterwards. In Acha Klum. And the same is Gine B'chuf Faket. Maimer after Bia Veget. Why is Maimer Acha get something? Because it's Mesafka, you don't know. Okay, on the so it's meaning it's only on the tzad that the get is not a get. On the tzad that the get is again, my macha get would be nothing because the get already knocked out all the zika. The teretz is you have a tzad that maybe the get is nothing. Well, if the get is nothing, then the bia is not a bia psula. So if the bia is not a bia psula, so then the maimer viter shouldn't be a maimer. So tainet abai, according to you, Rav, that every maimer and every get, it's only a mesafkale. So if that's the case, why is it that moider Rabbi Gamliel beget achabiyo maimer? Why is it moider Rabbi Gamliel but maimer achabiyo beget? Moider Rabbi Gamliel sheish get achamaimer my macha get. Yeah, that I understand because the two are not totally zebazet. So you're afraid that maybe the maimer is nothing and the get is something. Maybe the get is nothing and the maimer. So therefore, you must mesafkale. But once there's a bia in between, then even on the tzad that there's no maimer, then the bia is a bia. And even on the tzad there's no get, then the bia is a bia. So once there's a get and a maimer, once there's a get and a bia, or there's a maimer and a bia, then what happens afterwards should be nothing. So taina abaya, why is it the Rabbi Gamliel was moida? Says abaya, it's because of this. El amar abaya loylam pshitale the Rabbi Gamliel. You have to say Rabbi Gamliel was pshitale beget the dachi umaimer the kani. Meaning he understood the drabanan of maimer the way the chachamim understood it, not like Rav Shimon on Daf Yotes. And he understood the way get is doicha. Get is doicha. Drabanan umasakin. The get should be doicha. Miu amar rabanan. So what's pshat then in Rabbi Gamliel? Why is Rabbi Gamliel holding get acha get ein maimer acha if you don't have this new mamon of shacheshman? So he said, Pshan and the Rabbanon is simple. The Rabbanon said, Hoyavama b'chad sad mahani ba get, u'b'chad sad mahani ba maimer. Get achar get loy dochi, doha docha loy kama. U'maimer achar maimer loy koni, doha kono loy kama. Meaning, Abaya holds just more pashut, very simple, very balbatish almost. Now, it's nothing balbatish at all about this. It's super lumpish. But the point is, just the words anyways, the way the Gemara explains it is that there's a certain amount that in every nefilah leivim that you can be doicha with a get, and there's a certain amount in every nefilah leivim that you can be koina with a maimer. Once you do it once, you can't do it anymore. Meaning, the Rabbanon attained Rabbi Gamliel that at the end of the day, I understand there's no bila chabila, there's no chalitza chalitza. Because once you do a bila, knocks out all the zika. Once you do chalitza, knocks out all the zika. Aber maimer, there's still zika. It's true, there's still zika. Aber first, the maimer can oifton in the zika, that you don't have anymore. Whatever maimer is able to do the zika, that's gone. Pasha, whatever get's able to do the chalitza, that's gone. So therefore, he holds that get does what it does, maimer does what it does. Once there's a get, it's done. There's no more room for get to do anything. Once maimer does what it does, there's no more room anymore for it to do anything. However, get acha maimer, maimer acha get. But as it relates to get acha maimer, maimer acha get, that, yeah, why? Because hay milsa kodachi, hay milsa kakani. Each is different. Get impacts Zika one way, Maimer impacts Zika another way. So to have a get achamaimer, Maimer achaget, there's only reason that can't happen. However, to have a get achaget, Maimer achamaimer, once it did the job already, at that point it's going to be pointless. Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan hold? So the Rishonim actually speak out, why do we even have to go back to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan hold, at the end of the day, there's a Zika. So why do we even have to address the Rabbanan? But the Gemara chooses to address the Rabbanan. I mean, the whole sugya was my time at the Rabbi Gamliel, like we spoke out. But here the Gemara does come back to the Rabbanan, and the Gemara says, kol chad v'chad, t'chino le Rabbanan. Get umaimer be yavama, the rabbanu were masakin. A get and umaimer be yavama, the high be a psula. No. So kol chad v'chad tekinu le rabbanon. Get umaimer be yavama, the rabbanu were masakin. Get umaimer, and therefore the rabbanon. What does it mean? The Rashi explains it means that for each yavam and yavama, there's a certain share of what get could do, and for each yavam and yavama, there's a certain share of what maimer could do. So Enochanami, when one yavam gives a get to one yavama, says, as far as the yavam and yavama, he just knocked out in his zika whatever get's able to do. Oh, but klapi the next yavama, no. Or klapi a different yavam, no. So Enochanami, klapi this yavam and yavama, there's no more room anymore. And within that yavam and yavama, in theory, you would say, ain't get ach get. It's a moot point anyways, because once there was a get, whatever had to happen already happened. But the point is that it's true, it was doicha, but it was only doicha klapi this yavam yavamo. As it relates to any other yavam and yavamo, that's not going to be the case. But the bottom line is we have machlokes hamayra, machlokes abayi v'rava, pasha pshat, what shitas Rabbi Gamliel is, who holds that ein get acha get, the ein maimer acha maimer. Rava learned that pshat in Rabbi Gamliel is that Rabbi Gamliel was mesafkele whether maimer is koina kinyan gomer or whether maimer is not koina at all. He was mesafkele whether get is doicha tchir gemura or it's not doicha at all. Therefore, every time there's a maimer, every time there's a get, misafik, that's the gedder of this takanas chachamim, you have to reckon with it. But if there's a maimer acha maimer, get acha get, the mimon of shach, the second maimer and the second get, is going to be pointless because it's only an issue if get and maimer has a koyach. If it has a koyach, then the first one knocked it out, legamri. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel holds, ain't get acha get, the ain't maimer, acha maimer. Abaya learned pshat Rabbi Gamliel. That's nothing to do with masafkale. In fact, he had a raya from a brisa that he was loy masafkale. Rather, Rabbi Gamliel understood maimer the same way the Chacham understood maimer. Maimer is something that's koina kinyan gomer mid rabbanon, not b'toiras mesafkale. So if that's the case, why then does Rabbi Gamliel hold in get achaget ve maimer acha maimer? It's because Rabbi Gamliel holds that even though the get does not knock out the zika legamri, and the maimer does not knock out the zika legamri, but whatever the get could knock out, or whatever the maimer could knock out, that it does knock out. That's for that reason Rabbi Gamliel holds in get achaget ve in maimer acha maimer. Now, one of the things that the Mishnah talked about was the concept of a bia psula. What's the concept of a bia psula? Bia psula is that once a yavam is not able to be miyabe, even if he does yibam, chazal masakin that afterwards he has to do chalitza. So even though, in theory, once you do yibam for sure should knock everything out, but in the event that the yibam was done be'isser the rabbanim. For example, one brother did maimer, now another brother did yibam. Or one brother gave a get, and now another brother did yibam. So really, the yibam mid-eirais should knock everything out. Afal pikin, the rabbanim were masakin, this concept of a bi'apsula. Now, a bi'apsula is also not nothing. Right, and the Mishnah was mavura that in the event that a yavam does yibum and he does a bia psula, now if he wants to sever the relationship, he can't only do chalitza. That's pashut, he would have to also give a get. So a bia psula midrais is a regular yibum, but midrabana we look at it as if it's now in a way it's similar to maimer. Maimer midrais is nothing. Midrabana we look at it as something. Bia psula is the opposite. Bia psula is the antithesis. Bia psula is something that midrais is something. Midrabanan, it's not anything. And the truth is that both are very similar in the sense that in the event that there's a maimer, what do you have to do? What's your next move? Get the chalitza. Again, assuming you want to terminate. And in the event that there's a bia psula, what's the next move you have to make? Again, it's get and it's chalitza. In both cases, you have to bavarn the tzad ishus. But at the same time, you have to bavar and decide that there was no ishus, all there is a zika. To bavar and decide ishus, you give a get. To bavar and decide that there's no ishus, you do chalitza. So the Gemara now is going to make an observation based on what we've already learned and compare and contrast the efficacy of the Bia Psula versus the Maimer. In terms of they're both these quasi-unionim, but the question is, at the end of the day, how do you compare the two? It says, Zok, the Gemara, Vahai Bia Psula, Adifa mi Maimer, the Bia Psula is Adif mi Maimer, Fikriya mi Maimer. But it's also less than Maimer. So on the one hand, you find that the Bia Psula has more Kaich than Maimer does. On the other hand, you find that it's less than Maimer. Adifa mi Maimer, you find that the Bia Psula is Adif mi Maimer, household, the Ilu Maimer, Acha Maimer, Le Mahani. Because Rabbi Gamliel Shita is a Maimer, Acha Maimer. The Ilu Bia Acha Maimer, Mahani. However, Rabbi Gamliel holds that Yesh Bia Acha Maimer. So even though he holds Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, but he holds Yesh Bia Acha Maimer, which then means that you see a Bia Psula is Adif from Maimer. Now, what obviously the Gemara is saying is that even though Rabbi Gamliel holds a Maimer Acha Maimer, but Bia Psula works after Maimer. Bia Psula means where one brother did the Maimer, and now another brother is doing the Bia. So you see that there's not just Bia works after Maimer, that's Pashut, but even a Bia Psula works after Maimer. Now the question is, where do you see that Bia Psula works after Maimer? And why are we even talking about this right now? So Rashi speaks Grois HaZachin B'Kitzer, Tosfos speaks Grois HaZachin a little bit more Barichos, but Rashi says, it's the third wide line, the Ilu Bia Achar Maimer Mahanya, where do you see that? Kedektani Get Achar Bia Maimer. Right, Moide Rabbi Gamliel Beget Achar Bia Maimer. Alma Yesh Bia Achar Maimer. And that Bia we spoke at was a Bia Psula. So you see that there was a Maimer, and then there was a Bia Psula, and then there was a Get. And from the Lashon, it sounds like the Bia was something. Because if the Bia was nothing, then the Lashon of Yesh Get Achar Bia Maimer, Rashi says, wouldn't be so geschmack. So from the fact that it says Yesh Get Achar Bia Maimer, I entice us, but this way Rashi learns the Gemara. So that's a raya that the Bia Psula must have been something. So you see that we're talking who's Shita, Rabbi Gamliel Shita, Maid Rabbi Gamliel. So you see that even though Rabbi Gamliel holds a Maimer Acha Maimer, but Yesh Bia Psula Acha Maimer. Okay, the Gria mi Maimer, but at the same time, you also find that Bia Psula works less than Maimer. How so? The Ilu Maimer Acha Get, Kani Lukula Shira the Get. Because in the event that there was a Get, and then afterwards there was a Maimer, so Rabbi Gamliel's Moida Yesh Maimer Acha Get, right? For sure Yesh Maimer Acha Get. The Ilu Bia Acha Get, like Kanyele the Kulish Yir the Get. However, a Bia Psula La Acha Get, not. So what does that mean? Bia Psula Acha Get is not going to be a Zach. And in fact, the same exact right that we had Yesh Maimer Acha Get, you had Yesh. Same right that we had Yesh Bia Psula Acha Maimer, you have Yesh Bia Psula Acha Get, because that was the next case. The next case was where you did Maimer after the Bia, which was after the Get. So you see the Bia Psula works after the Get. So Rashi bavarns the question. And Rashi says that what we mean to say is not that the Bia Psula doesn't work after the Get. But the question is, what would happen if there was a Get, then there was a Bia Psula, and then there was a Maimer? Let's see Rashi inside. So Rashi says that Vigriya mi Maimer. So again, it's the end of the third line. Vigriya mi Maimer, the Ilu Maimer Achar Get, Konile, the Kulashir the Get. Kol Masha Shire Get, La Maimer. Right? So again, if there's a Maimer after Get, so the Maimer is going to work. The Ein Maimer Achar Moil Klum Acharov, Im Chaza Ba'asa Maimer Beshlishis. If there was a Get, and then there was a Maimer, and then there was another Maimer that happened, that second Maimer is going to be nothing. The Maimer Achar Get was such a festa Maimer that it creates now an in Maimer Achar Maimer in the event that there's going to be a third Maimer. Like, how do you know this? Because Rabbi Gamliel said, in Maimer Achar Maimer. He never distinguished. He having Maimer Rishon Achar Get, a Maimer Achrav. Either way, it doesn't matter. Once it's a Maimer, you can't have another Maimer. Right? Rabbi Gamliel, it's Mashma, there's never going to be a Maimer after Maimer. Okay. However, as it relates to a Bia Psula that came after a Get, then if there's a Maimer afterwards, that Maimer is not going to be something. But there is going to be a Maimer after Bia. What do you see? This is seen in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said that if you had the Bila in the beginning, then nothing afterwards works. Why? Because it's a Bia Psula. And the Gemara already said a Pshat earlier. But the bottom line is that you see from the Mishnah that a Bia Psula, which means if there'd be a Maimer after the Bia Psula, so the Maimer is going to be a Maimer. It means if there was a Get, and then there was a Bia Psula, and then there would be a Maimer, that Maimer would be something. So if there's a Get, Maimer, the second Maimer is nothing. But Get, Bia Psula, Maimer, then the second Maimer is going to be something. So on the one hand, you see that Bia Psula is more than a Maimer, because a Maimer, Acha Maimer, but Yesh Bila Psula, Acha Maimer. But at the same time, you see that Bia Psula is actually going to be less than Maimer. Because Maimer Achaget in Maimer, Acharov, but Bia Psula Achaget, Yesh Maimer Acharov, not an easy Gemara. Very helpful to see the Rashi inside. And the Gemara is going to continue very much. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'oysa inyan ton Rabban. So we're continuing to discuss the machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Machloikis was mentioned b'kitzer in the Mishnah. Machloikis of Ayav Rava had to understand Pasha Pshad and Shittas Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that's going to discuss the machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim a little bit more. Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzadam Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Get Achaget. What's an example of Rabbi Gamliel's Shita who holds Ein Get Achaget? Shtei Yavamas, there were two Yavamas, Shenaflu Lusnei Yavam, Echad fell to one Yavam. So again, two Yavamas fell to one Yavam. V'nasan Get Lazu, V'get Lazu. And what happened was, the Yavam went, again, there's two Yavamas, there's one Yavam. He gave a Get to this Yavam, he gave a Get to the other Yavam. Rabbi Gamliel, Lemir Gamliel says, Chayleitz L'Rishayna. He should do chalitza to the first one that he gave the get to. We'll see what that means in a second. For aser b'krovei seil, he's aser in the krovis of the woman that he gave the get to. Like any time a person gives a get, umuter, here's the chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel b'krovei shniyah. He's mutter in the krovis of the second yavama. Why? Because that's Rabbi Gamliel's shita. Rabbi Gamliel holds ein get achar get. Now, if Rabbi Gamliel holds ein get achar get, so why does he have to do chalitza to the rishayna? But what does it have to do with Rabbi Gamliel's shita of ein get achar get? There was one yavam, two yavamas. The Yavam gave a get to one, and now he gave a get to the second one. Rabbi Gamliel holds a get acha get. So the get that he gave to the second Yavam is ishkan get, it's nothing. Okay, beseder. Lamaisa, what does this person have to do? He has to do chalitza. Why does he have to do chalitza? Because once he gave a get to one, it doesn't matter if you hold yesh get acha get, in get acha get. Regardless, kivin shalai bana shuv layivna, at that point you're not going to be able to do Yavam, you're going to have to do chalitza. Who should you do chalitza to? I don't know, whichever one you want to. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't say that. Rabbi Gamliel says, who do you do chalitza to? You chaylitz l'rishayna. And the Rishayna say the reason you chaylitz l'rishayna has nothing to do with Rabbi Gamliel's shita of get achaget. It has nothing to do with all the lamdas of Zika. But rather, the reason you chaylitz l'rishayna is because we had halacha earlier that a person shouldn't be shayfech mei boiroi v'acherim tzrichon lai. That the reason is because once you gave a get to this first woman, so she has a din of a grusha. So if she already has a din of a grusha, so if you're going to do chalitz, you might as well make her the chalutza. A grusha is asa to kayhanim, chalutza is asa to kayhanim. The other yavama doesn't have a din of a grusha. Why? Because they ain't get acha get. So being that the second gerushin is not a gerushin, so that's why Rabbi Gamliel says you shouldn't do chalitza to the second. So it's neveya from Rabbi Gamliel's shita. Because Rabbi Gamliel holds and get acha get, so only the first one's a grusha. If only the first one's the grusha, she's the one you should do the chalitza to. She's the one you should make the chalitza. The chachamim hold nothing. Get losuv, get losuv. Someone gave a get to this yavam and get to the other yavam. Asav krovish den. He's going to be awesome to the krovis of both of the yavamis. Why? Because yesh get achaget. The chalitza la'achas mehen. And you do chalitza to whichever one you want. Because they're both asav to kehanim anyways. They both have a din of a grusha. They both have a din of a grusha. So there's no cheshvin to do chalitza to one versus the other. So far, the Bryce is talking about where there was shtei yavamai shenaflu lifnei yavam echad. So the Bryce, the same is going to be true. B'shnei yavamai v'yavam achas. If there were two yavamin, and there was one yavam, right, it's the same difference. Kate, right? What do you mean? If one Yavam gave a get, and then the other Yavam gave a get. So the second get, according to Rabbi Gamliel, is not going to be a get. The second get, according to Chachamim, is going to be a get. Very good. The Brisa continues and says, what's an example of Rabbi Gamliel? Two Yavamas fell to one Yavam. And this one Yavam did Maimer to each one of the Yavamas. Rabbi Gamliel, Maimer Gamliel says, Nois and get the Rishayna. You have to give a get to the first one. The Chayleitzla. And then do chalitza to her, but asner b'krayvaisel. He's going to be asner to the krayvus of the first one. Umut b'krayvishniyah. Same exact halacha. So the maimer only worked for the first one. It didn't work for the second one, which means you only asner to the krayvus of the first, not asner to the krayvus of the second. As for that reason, when you do chalitza to the first, not chalitza to the second. Why? Because the person comes asner to the krayvus of chalutza. So being that you anyways asner to her krayvus, alts the maimer, so you might as well do the chalitza to her. The chachamim say, nice and get the shteim. No, you have to give a get to both of them. The asa b'krovei shteim, and he's going to be asa in the krovei of both of them. And for that reason, when it comes to doing the chalitza, you can do the chalitza wherever you want to. Now, the Braisa mentioned this in the context of two yavamis that fell to one yavam. It's going to be the same exact thing. Zok to Gemara. Amar. So we're going to unpack this gishmak of Braisa. Nois and get lezu, the get lezu. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Chaylet L'Rishayna, V'Aser B'Kroy V'Seo, U'Mut B'Kroy V'Shnei. So obviously the Gersa is Mishubash. It's Nasan Getlazu V'Getlazu, right? So in the event that two Yavamas fell to one Yavam, and he gave a get to this one, he gave a get to the other one, Rabbi Gamliel Shita is En Get Acha Get. So therefore, you're Aser in the Kroyvus of the first one, you're Mut in the Kroyvus of the second one, and when it comes to doing Chalitza, you should do Chalitza to the first. You shouldn't do Chalitza to the second. So let's take this in for 1 second. Rabbi Gamliel is saying, there are two Yavamas that just fell to Yavam. You gave a get to one, you didn't give a get to the other one. You're going to do Chalitza now. You have no choice. Once you give a get, you have to do Chalitza. That was yesterday's act. You have a choice. You can do Chalitza to each one, either one of the two Yavamas. Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm going to give you good advice. Do it to the first one. Why? Because once she becomes a Chalitza, she's also the Kayanim. This one's anyways also. Because she has a Teiras Kurushim and the Rabbanim. So therefore, you might as well do it to her. Is it so Poshit? If anything, you should say Fakert. We learned the sugya of Perek Arba Achen, the sugya of Chalitza Pesula. So we've been talking about Bia Pesula. We learned once the sugya of Chalitza Pesula. It's not the same thing. Bia Pesula is when the person wasn't allowed to do Yibam, he did Yibam anyways. The halach is he himself has to do Chalitza. Chalitza Pesula was, there are certain instances where one Yavam does Chalitza, where it doesn't pater all the Yavam, and it doesn't pater all the Yavam. The classic example is when the Yavam that did Chalitza couldn't do Yibam. So if he couldn't do Yibam, and he did Chalitza, which is what he was supposed to do, it's fine, but it's a shvacha chalitza. Chalitza grew, Rashi said. And the halach is, it works for him and his chalutza, but it doesn't work for all the other brothers, and it doesn't work for all the yivam. Machlek is Rav and Shmuel, all the nuances, right? One of the festa daf in the beginning of Perek Arba Achin, daf chav zay. But the bottom line is, there's a concept of a chalitza psula. L'chura, once the yavam gave a get to one of the yavamas, he can't be miyabim her. If he can't be miyabim her, so it comes out, it's a chalitza psula. So if it's a chalitza psula, so why is it so poshit that it would be okay for him to go ahead now and to do chalitza to her? And the emes is, you can make the argument that it would be better to go ahead and do the chalitza to the other. You know why? Because the other yavama, you never gave a get to. And because she never gave a get to her, because ain't get acha get, so she's not a balas get, so in the world of chalitza psul, that might even be better. That's going to be the Gemara's ha'ara right now. So the Gemara, lema tiavi tiufta de Shmuel. Is this a tiufta on Shmuel? The Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, chalat za balas aget, like nifter et zara. This was Mamash Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel said that in the event that someone gave a get to one yavama, and then he did chalitza to the one that he gave a get, like nifter et zara, in the world of chalitza psul. So time is the Gemara that it's very nice. Rabbi Gamliel has a nice cheshbon why you want to do chalitza to the balas aget. Or b'shmuel toch kizok ta halacha that if you do chalitza to the balas aget, that makes it into a chalitza psula, klapi the other tzara. So if anything, it should be the opposite, right? It sounds like just be chalitza l'rishayna. You're not even doing chalitza to the other one. L'chay you sicha have to do chalitza to the other one because chalitza balas aget v'y nifter tzara. So how does it stem with the halacha of chalitza psula? Amalach Shmuel, Shmuel's going to tell you ki amri ano alibi demand amal yesh zika. If you remember in the sugya chalitza psula, the Gemara was toilet in the machlokes yesh zika ein zika. For whatever reason, it was totally in that sugya. So Shmuel's going to tell you, it's true I said chalitz abalas aget lo nifter etzara, but I only said it according to the mandama that holds yesh zika. Rav Gamliel saber ein zika, Rav Gamliel holds ein zika. Zok the Gemara, another knech as we turn the yomen. Mid Rav Gamliel saber ein zika. So the Gemara just said that Shmuel's going to hold, the Rav Gamliel holds ein zika. Clear, that's why he has no problem of just doing chalitza to the balas aget. I lo nifter etzara, isn't that a classic case of a chalitza psula? The Teretz says, it is. If you would hold Yesh Zika, Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika. So the Gemara says, get ready for a leap of faith. If Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, then Rabbanan Sabri Yesh Zika. The Rabbanan probably hold Yesh Zika. Which Rabbanan? The Rabbanan that hold Yesh Get Achaget, V'yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, probably hold Yesh Zika. If Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, the Rabbanan hold Ein Zika. If Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, then the Rabbanan hold Yesh Zika. So you have to see Rashi inside. Top Rashi. Rabbanan Sabri Yesh Zika, Lak Shuye Asi. The Gemara is about to ask a question. Now we know what's coming. Kaloyimar, zok teilig Rashi, right? What's bothering Rashi? Kasoka daitoch dikihechi the pligi rabbanon Rabbi Gamliel beget achaget hachi pligi bezika. Just like they're arguing in get achaget, they're also arguing in zika. The afagaf the mimil sayu loyshaminu leizok Rashi. Even though there's no hechrich anywhere in the machloikis that should be the case. Oh, but it's a kasoka daitoch in the Gemara. Now if it's a kasoka daitoch in the Gemara, that means there's a lumdis to be masper this with. But regardless, for our purposes, the Gemara is saying that if Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika, that means Rabbanan holds Yesh Zika. Okay. Tani Sefer, what did the Rabbanan say? That if there would be two Yavamin and one Yavama, and he would give a get, or both Yavamin would give a get, the Rabbanan would hold Yesh Get, Acha Get, that's the Rabbanan Shita, and therefore you'd be Chaylitz Achas, man, do Chalitza to whichever one you want. That was the Rabbanan Shita. Again, Rabbanan Shita is, Yesh get acha get, and the Braisa was very clear. It doesn't matter if it's two Yavamas to one Yavam, or it's one Yavama to two Yavamin. Faith, the Gemara lemet yavu tufta the Rabbi Barav Huna Marav. This lechur should be a tufta on Rabbi Huna Marav. Amar Rabbi Barav Huna Marav. Rabbi Huna said in the name of Rav. Chalitza psula. Tricha lachzer al kol achin. That when it comes to a chalitza psula, you have to go to all the brothers. Meaning, if there were two brothers and one brother did a chalitza psula, so both brothers now need to have a chalitza. Now, if the Rabbanon hold that the first get for sure is a good get. By the way, the second get is also a good get. But the point is, it's a chalitza psula. So if it's a chalitza psula because he can't do yibum, so then l'chayra, that is the chalitza to one of them, pater, l'chayra, that chalitza, chalitza psula. Now it's just worth speaking out that because the Rabbanon hold yesh get achar get, so it comes out that it's really a chalitza psula for whichever one of the brothers goes ahead and does it, right? Because each one is in the same state of a zika grua. Because each one gave a get, and if each one gave a get, again, going back to the sugya, each one has a zika grua. But as mavu in that sugya, in Perek Arba Achim, that even when both brothers are in a matzav of zika grua, still chalitza psula doesn't pater the yevamin. And if that's the case, frek the Gemara, that how could the chachamim hold shtei yevamin be yevama achas? Go ahead and do one chalitza. L'chayr it's a chalitza psula. And even though they're both in a state of zika grua, still chalitza psula doesn't pat to the yavamin. So time is the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that the Rabbanon held ein zika, so say it's not a kasha. Chalitza psula is predicated on yesh zika. But mit the Rabbi Gamliel savar ein zika. Michlal the Rabbanon savri yesh zika. So even if you have no kasha in Rabbi Gamliel from the sugya of chalitza psula because he holds ein zika, oh, but if that's the case, the Rabbanon are going to hold yesh zika, so I have a kasha in the Rabbanon shita from the sugya of chalitza psula. So the Gemara says that's not a kasha because la'ilam, I'll tell you, bein the Rabbi Gamliel, bein the Rabbanon savri ein zika. La'ilam, everyone holds ein zika. Mechates this whole havamina, this whole kosolka daitach, Rashi's koloimar. Right, it's a very shver havamina. V'hocha, what's the machloik? It's very simple. But getach get, u'maimer achar maimer kamifli. They're arguing very simply in the sugya of getach get, maimer achar maimer. Machloik is a bayit. Rabba, what exactly that machloik is, but the bottom line is, there's no bazundere chidush. Amamar. We're not finished yet. Also, maimer bazu, u'maimer bazu. So we had the Braisa that mentioned the extended version of the machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. And the Mishnah was very, very straightforward. Rabbi Gamliel, let me get the chaget, my machamim, of Bila, Chabila, Chalitza, Chalitza. Chachamim hold, I agree with Bila and Chalitza, I disagree with Maimer again. The Braisa went through it in a much more extended version. Two Yavamas, one Yavam, two Yavamas, one Yavama, and Pashid play it out who you should do the Chalitza to, who you, which one of the people that you gave the get to, you did the maimer to, are you mutter in the krivis? Which one are you going to be asr in the krivis? Right, the Braisa gave it to us by Rechas. One of the things that the Braisa said was that asa maimer bezu, maimer bezu. So one yavam, two yavamas. He did maimer to this one, he did maimer to the other one. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, ein maimer acha maimer. Right, so what's the shita? Noisin get l'rishayna. You give a get to the first one. Then you do chalitza to the first one. For also the krayves seven, you're also in her krayves. However, muta be krayves shnia, you give me muta in the krayves of the second one. Why? Because he holds ain't maimer acha maimer. The first maimer is something. The second maimer is nothing. The chachamim argue. They said yesh maimer acha maimer, and therefore the chachamim said you're going to be usher also in the krayves of the second one, and therefore you could do chalitza to whichever one you want. Faith the Gemara is such an obvious question. Mechtik sub Rabbi Gamliel ain't maimer acha maimer. Rabbi Gamliel holds ain't maimer acha maimer. So rishayin amit tisyaben. So why do you have to give again in the first place? Again, one Yavam, two Yavamas. He did maimer to the first Yavama. Then you did maimer to the second Yavama. According to Rabbi Gamliel, l'chura, you should do Yibam. It's the Iker Mitzvah in the Torah. Mitzvah Yibam is Kedemnes. So l'chura, you should do Yibam. Why are you giving a get? And why are we trying to figure out who you're doing Chalitza to? Why don't you just do Yibam? Thus says, Bishloim, according to the Chachamim, Poshib Shan and the Gemara. Bishloim, according to the Chachamim, that hold Yesh, Maimer, Achar Maimer. So once you did Maimer to both, you don't have the option to do Yibam anymore. Because Bayis Echadu Boy Nevein Boy Mishnei Batim. So it comes out that you can't be Miyabim any one of the two Yavamas. But Rabbi Gamliel holds there was only one Maimer. So to that Balas Maimer, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do Yibam. Mavadi, you can't do Yibam to the other one. That's Bayis Echadu Boy Nevein Boy Mishnei Batim. But to the one that you did Maimer to, what should be the problem? So why are we saying you for sure have to give a get and we're trying to figure out who to do chalitza? Do I give? Why are you doing chalitza? Do yibum? So the Gemara says you're right. It's a good kasha. Because being that there are two yavamis and one of them you're allowed to be miyabim, but the other one is bayisach v'dubayin v'ein v'bayim v'shnei batim. So to make sure that you're not going to be miyabim the wrong yavama, so therefore Rabbi Gamliel said that you have to be miyabim, that you can't even be miyabim the baal asmaim. Because even Rabbi Gamliel agrees you can't be miyabim the second yavama, because once you did maimer to the first one, that maimer was chal. Maimer was like a yibum, so you can't be miyabim the second yavama. So meaning that you can't be miyabim the second yavama, we don't want you to be miyabim the first yavama either. And this is something that we've seen in the past, that sometimes there will at least have aminas, that if there's two yavamas and you can't be miyabim one, maybe you shouldn't be miyabim the other one either, based on this reason. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Shammai, Virab Shimon, Uben Azai, Virab Nechemiah, Kulu Sviru Lehu Maimer Koin Bekinyan Gom, Haflo Vafel, sucked the great Rabbi Yochanan that from doing Sikum of the first 50 blad of Masechtas Yevamos, literally, says, I have five shittas of Tanon that hold that Maimer is Koin Bekinyan Gom. I have Rabbi Gamliel, I have Be Shammai, I have Rab Shimon, I have Ben Azai, and I have Rab Nechem. Now, just two things we need to speak out. One Rashi and one Taisus. Rashi says that everybody holds Maimer's Koine Kinyan Gomer. That certainly sounds like that everyone holds that Maimer's like a real Kinyan. So Zok Rashi, Kinyan Gomer, Loi Gomer Mamish. Ella Kinyan Choshev. Interesting. Gomer can mean Choshev sometimes. So not that it's a Kinyan Gomer Mamish, it's a Kinyan Choshev. All five of the Shittas are going to hold it's a Kinyan Choshev. Taisus, top Taisus on the Yomid. Eina Tanom Kulon Shofen. That even though Rabbi Yochanan is saying that all five of these Tanom hold that Maimer's Koine Kinyan Choshev, but they don't all hold the same Shita. The Lebeshame Koine Medei Raiso, Kidamashu Perak Dalarachin, Ulakula Tanoi, and all the other Tanom, like Koine Yalamid Rabbanon. They're only Koine Med Rabbanon. And then Taisus continues. Ulu Rabbi Gamliel, like Koine Yalabahad, like Mahanim Maimer Basre, Ubenaz, like Mafla Gazon. I ain't Taisus. But the bottom line is Rashi says, number one, Kinyan Gomer is a little bit of a misnomer. What it really means is Kinyan Choshev. And Taisus says that they all tack a hold on some level, Kinyan Gomer, Kinyan Choshev, of the Maisa, they're zich and not all the same shita. So what is, and what are these five different shitas? Zok de Gemara. So, Rabbi Gamliel, Hadamar. What do you say Rabbi Gamliel holds the Maimus Koine Kinyan Gomer, or Maimus Koine Kinyan Choshev, Hadamar, Unzer Rabbi Gamliel? From the fact that Rabbi Gamliel holds in Maimer Achar Maimer, that means that Maimer is such a Kinyan Choshev that if another Maimer would happen after this Maimer, it would be nothing. Bishamai, how do you know Bishamai's holds that Maimer's Koine Kinyan Gomer? That's the most obvious one. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Shlosh Achim with three brothers, Shneim, two of the brothers were married to two sisters, the Echad Mufne, and the other one was not married to anyone. Mesechim Bal Achayis, one of the brothers that was married to sisters died, so now she falls to the two brothers, right? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi is not married to anybody. Reuven dies, leaves over no children, so Reuven's wife falls the Yibum to Shimon and Levi, but she really doesn't fall the Yibum to Shimon, because the Shimon, she's an Achis Isha, so she only falls to Shimon to Levi. She only falls the yib to Levi. So Levi went and Levi did Maimer. And then Shimon died. So Shimon's wife, who's Levi's Balas Maimer's sister, originally Reuven's wife, just fell a yibum. So what's the halacha? Bishamay says, Ishta Yimoy, that Levi can stay married to the woman that he did Maimer to. And Shimon's wife is an Achis Isha. Beisol will argue, because Beisol will hold that Maimer is not Koine. But Beishamai holds Maimer is Koine midai raisa. So he holds that once Levi does Maimer to Ishas Reuven, so he's now married to Ishas Reuven, so that when Shimon dies, and Shimon's wife, who's Levi's wife's sister, who was originally Reuven's wife's sister, falls leave him, she's a Geheira Ganachis Isha. But what's the point? You see that Beishamai she does, that Maimer is Koine. Reb Shimon, where do you see it in Reb Shimon? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amalu Reb Shimon lechachamim. Reb Shimon told the Chachamim. So just a little bit of context. This is the Kamon Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. So towards the end of the Masechta, the sugyas of Yevamos are more sporadic. So this is clearly one of the Yevamos sugyas later in the Masechta. And over there, the Gemara is talking about what's the minimum age of Yibum. Meaning, how old does a cotton have to be in order for him to do Yibum? So the truth is that whether a cotton can be Miyabim, Machliks, Ramein, the Chacham, and the famous Rameir, who's Chayish Lomiyuta, is a Yevamis Digger Rameir, he's worried that every cotton might be a Saris, and every Ketana might be an Analyst, and he's Chayish Lomiyuta, but with the lesser Kaman, but again, way beyond what we need for right now. But the Mishnah over there says that once a cotton is 9 years old and a day, he's Ben Tesha Hashon of Yemechad, at that point, his Bia is considered a Bia, so that if he does Yibum, then on some level, the Yibum is going to be Yibum. Now, it's not a regular Yibum, but on some level, it's a Yibum. In fact, the Gemara is going to say later that Bia's Ben Test is Kemaimer Shavu Rabban. The Rabban treated it like a Maimer. Poshep Shat in the Gemara is that Midday Rice, it's nothing. However, the Rabban said it should be something. And what the Rabbanit said it should be is they should treat it like Kamaimer. So the context over there is when there was a Yevamah that fell a Yibum to two brothers, they were both 9 years old. So they're two brothers, they're both nine or older, and now the Yevamah just fell to them. So, and they both went, and they both did a Bia, they did a Yibum. Now, Bias Bentes is Kamaimer Shavir Rabbanit. So if that's the case, it's like they both did a Maimer. Chachamim hold say that they both did a maimer. You treat it like two maimers. Amar Reb Shimon l'Chachamim. So that's where Reb Shimon comes in. He tells the Chachamim, you can't have two maimers. He said, because Ibias Rishon Bia, Bia Sheni Ena Bia. If the first one is a Bia, then the second one's not. And Bias Rishon Ena Bia, if the first one's not, then Bia Sheni Nami Ena Bia. Now, what's the Gemara's taina? Bias Ben Teisha, Dike Maimer Shav Yur Rabbanon. Bias Ben Teisha, like we just said, is maimer. Become Reb Shimon Ena Bia. And still, Reb Shimon said that once there was one, there can't be another one. So you see, similar to Rabbi Gamliel, say Maimer Acha Maimer, that the Bias Bentez Ein Acharav Oid Bias Bentez, which is another way of saying Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, which means that you see Maimer so Choshev, and that's the Raya that Rabbi Shimon is also one of the Tanam that all the Maimer is kind of Kinyan Choshev Ben Aza. How do you know Ben Azai holds the Tanya? We learned to the Braisa. Another interesting shita, and that is, we're going to see this later in the parak. Ben Azai says, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer, Beshne Yevamim V'Yevama Achas. Ve'im Maimer Acha Maimer, Beshte Yevama Is V'Yevama Achas. So Ben Azai was a Kosov HaShlishi that was Machriya Beinayim between Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rav Gamliel holds Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, Chom hold Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. And in the Mishnah, it's Mavur, and the Braisa that we brought in Amman Aleph, it's Mavur. It doesn't matter if it's two Yevamas and one Yevam, or it's two Yevamin and one Yevama. So says Ben Azai, I disagree. I hold that if there's two Yevamin and there's one Yevama, Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. But if it's two Yevamois and one Yevam, then it's Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. But the bottom line is, what do you see in Ben Azai? You see Ben Azai holds a concept of Ein Maimer Acha Maimer, a diluted version of it. But the Maimer holds of an idea of a Musig of Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. Like Rabbi Gamliel, like Rabbi Shimon. Is it right that he also holds his Kinyan Chashev? And finally, Rabbi Nechemya. How do you know Rabbi Nechemya holds that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Chashev? The Tanan, because we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemya says, Achaz Be'ilo. In the Mishnah, we said that once chalitza is done by one yavam to another yavama, anything that happens afterwards, any bias, bias nus, any chalitza is garnish, any maimer and gerushin has no impact on halach. But be'ila depends. Be'ila in the beginning, yeah. But be'ila in the middle, not. Because if a be'ila comes after a maimer, after a get, it could be a bia psula. And a bia psula is not so stark. You still have to do chalitza. And if there's a maimer or a get that happens afterwards, it's going to be something. But Rav Nechemya argued. Rav Nechemya said that just like chalitza, it doesn't matter if it's betchila be'emtzo b'soif. When it comes to be'ila, also doesn't matter if it's betchila be'emtzo b'soif. What's talach? Ein achrei aklom. Now, a bia psula, the kemaimer shav yur rabban. We saw an amud aleph that bia psula is like a maimer. A little better than a maimer, a little worse than a maimer, but it's certainly like a maimer, Viktani in Achrei Aklom. And he said that once there's a bia, even if it's a bia psula, meaning even if the bia is be'emtzo b'soif, in Achrei Aklom. So it's another way of saying that there's nothing after maimer, and if that's the case, Rav Nechemya is also of the opinion that maimer is kind of kinyan gomer. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Ube Nazar, Rabbi Nechemya, they all hold that what? That maimer is kind of kinyan gomer, which Rashi said really means maimer is kind of kinyan chashev. It's interesting that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon and Ben Azai and Rabbi Nechemya are all coming from this sugya right here. The sugya of Rabbi Gamliel Loimer Ein Get Afeget, which is of course why it was mentioned here in Perek Rabbi Gamliel, as it relates to the Shita Beishamai, that's a much more comprehensive Shita, where they hold that Maimer's Mamish Koine Kinyan Gomer, Afila Midai Raisa. We will stop here.